Patriots to play one more game. And with that one more, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
Show some love. It's your boy LG.
I'm here, I'm in a good place to get barbecue.
Ultimately, it's going to come down to how we remember this week will be determined by the score of the game.
It's a city home to oil, energy, and NASA's Johnson Space Center. And only New York is home to more Fortune 500 companies. And now the biggest city in Texas is throwing the biggest party in sports for the grandest game in the world. Welcome to the Super Bowl. And welcome, everybody, to the city of Houston. And welcome to our Houston show. I'm Steve Burton, and New England has begun to descend on the city of Houston in the Lone Star State of Texas. It's a record 9th time for Patriots fans to partake in the biggest sports spectacle. And speaking of spectacles, we are coming to you live from the Stampede. This has been called Houston's ultimate country western nightlife experience. While Patriot Nation is getting ready to celebrate, the Patriots are gearing up for the Atlanta Falcons. Yes. The Atlanta Falcons, indeed. It's the second time Bill Belichick has brought his team to Houston. And while a win will be historic, Dan Roach says all the team is focusing on is beating the Atlanta Falcons.
After a spirited pep rally, the AFC champions boarded their buses for a trip to Logan.
This is a business trip, boys.
Yes, plenty of time for business, but once on the plane, it was time for rest and relaxation. First order of business once on the ground in Houston, media night. Always a fun show.
Favorite pizza topping.
But there was also time for a touching moment.
Who's my hero?
It's a great question. Well, I think my dad is my hero because he's someone that I look up to every day. And, my dad.
After a day off Tuesday, it was on to the University of Houston Wednesday, the Patriots practice facility here in Texas, as Bill Belichick begins to implement the final stages of the game plan for Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm a solar power individual, so sometimes in Massachusetts, I don't get that much sun, so I don't have as much energy, but it's just seems like I'm just replenishing my batteries here with so much sunlight. It's just great.
Now, the family and friends of the Patriots arrive here in Houston today, but it's all business for this Patriots team. Their final full practice at the University of Houston comes tomorrow. Walkthrough and team photo on Saturday, then Super Bowl 51 against those Atlanta Falcons, where the Pats will seek a fifth Super Bowl championship taking place on Sunday night. Live here at the Patriots Team Hotel, I'm Dan Roach. Sheriff Woody, let's go back to you at the Stampede.
Hey, Danny, one quick question. What is the mood of the team? What do you sense it is?
Well, I think it's relaxed, Steve. I think they're very confident. They feel good. Bill Belichick talking before he left to come here about getting the game plan right. It seems to be progressing well. They like the humidity that so far at the University of Houston. Welcome to practice. All business. Yes, the family and friends are here, but I think it's all business, Steve. Feel good, relaxed, confident, but no, they have a difficult opponent in the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, Danny, thank you very much. Cannot wait for that game coming up. Still to come, Scott Zolak like you've never seen him before. And we'll go one-on-one with the greatest owner in all of sports, Mr. Robert Kraft, When our Welcome to Houston show continues right after this. Stay with us. I mean, whoever would have ever thought back in New England we'd be watching our armadillo race? Well, such is the case. And I'm standing here with the most successful owner in the world, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're really objective.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm truthful, too. 23 years ago, you brought the team. And 23 years later, here's the deal. Most successful team and franchise in the world right now. It's been what an incredible run.
We have to close the order Sunday.
I understand
three
that.
Days.
Hey, first of all, you want a hat? This is your party. You want a cowboy hat?
You look so good in it. I don't want to rival you.
Hey, you throw big parties like this all the time, and it's fun to come down here, but how much fun is it for you to mingle with the fans, to see these guys come out here and have fun?
Actually, this is a real treat because this is for the families of our players, our sponsors and fans. You know, and then seeing guys like Bobby Hamilton, Larry Wiggum.
Former players.
Former players here. It's just awesome. And, you know, how fast time goes. We have to learn to appreciate
right.
the special moments in our life. And this week is special for us. And, you know, we have a great organization with great people and great supporters.
How has this week been for you? I mean, you've been all over the place. Everybody's pulling at you. Everybody wants to talk to you.
It's really exhausting. But you know what? I'm actually tired today, and the game isn't for 3 days. But if you're going to get exhausted and tired by something, let it be in this kind of situation. The problems we have these days are all high class and wonderful. People want more tickets.
Right.
They want VIP parking. They want to come to this
they
party.
They want to be part of it, right.
But I tell you, I had the pleasure of being at practice today, and it was really, it made me feel good. They're focused. They're working hard. Very high energy level. They're ready to go.
They are fired up. You could tell, aren't they?
And this team is a special team. Of all the years we've owned it, I don't remember so little agitation. It's very cool and calm.
Tell me about your relationship, if you will, with Tom Brady and how special, what a year he's come from and how he's bounced back. And you know, this whole team has been so resilient, Robert.
And I actually think in some ways, you know, we have a theory that we say every negative situation can be positive if you manage it right. And I think him not playing the first four games brought our team together even more. And then think about some of these rookies in the locker room. They were 6 or 7 years old watching him play when we won our first Super Bowl. And now they come in. And the fifth game of the year, we've got a guy who works harder than they do, studies film, just sets a whole tone, and it's pretty cool.
You've been to so many Super Bowls. How has it changed? Because it's an event. How has this event changed over the years?
Well, we had a thank you dinner for our staff last night. People have worked very hard this whole week. And our first one 20 years ago in 96, I think we had 10 people at the dinner. And last night we had over 100.
Wow.
So, a lot of good people working very hard and part of this special excitement what we feel. And you know what makes me feel good?
What's that?
In this environment today with Washington half the people supporting this side, half the other. We bring everyone together in our region and throughout the country who are Patriot fans. It's unbelievable, and hopefully it's a great experience, and we make them very proud.
What an incredible run. It has been an incredible run. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks.
And good luck on Sunday. Guess who's coming up next? A former Patriot who won a Super Bowl.
Who's that?
I can't tell you who it is. I'm teasing. I'll whisper it.
Oh, that's a tease.
We'll be back with more right after this.
He's from Houston. I saw him as well.
Houston, everyone, and welcome back to the Stampede. And joining me now is former Patriot running back Antoine Smith. Man, first of all, stand up.
What's going on?
It looks like you can still play.
No, the surgery and everything. No.
No, it looks like you can still play.
Not today.
All right, let's sit down and talk a little bit. Hey, last time. Played the Super Bowl in Houston. You're from Houston. You won the game. You scored a touchdown in that game. Take us back to that moment.
Well, you know, first of all, yeah. I was just happy to make it back to Houston. You know what I'm saying? To play in the Super Bowl. You
right.
know, and to actually, you know, to put up a performance, to actually bring some to the game, score, feel like you contribute. You know, that was a wonderful feeling to do that in front of the fans, the city, and plus my family that was in the stands.
How difficult of a time was that for you, though? Because you're from here. Everybody, well, all right, you gave me the look. Go ahead.
I mean, they pulling at you out type every way. Everybody think you got a ticket for them. Everybody think you can get them in every event that's going on.
Uh-huh.
But you can't, and I had to get them to realize I came down here to play a game, not a game, the biggest game in the world.
Of your life.
Yeah. Can y'all let me concentrate a little bit?
And they did for the most part. You got it done.
Yeah, I did my part, you know.
What do you think of this year's team?
This year's team, I think they have a lot of resolve. You know, to start the season off without Brady, you go 3-1 in that area. You know,
uh-huh.
You lose the backup, you lose Jimmy G, you lose something, you win with a third-string quarterback. I mean, truly, next man up.
What does that tell you about this organization? What does that tell you about Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft?
They do a great job in scouting, do a great job in drafting, picking up free agents, bringing them in to everybody that want to, you know, to buy into the Patriots way.
I noticed what hand you're holding the microphone in. I noticed you got...
That got to get some airplay.
When you see Brady now at 39 years old, still doing it, still getting it done, does that amaze you?
It's amazing, you know, and now he gets the game now from a more mature point, you know what I'm
right.
saying, like, you know. So now I think it comes easy to him, opposed to when we won the first one. That was just his second year, you know what I'm saying. So now everything comes real easy to him. He'll pick you apart.
Tell the fans what these players are going through right now, Super Bowl week, okay?
Right now.
So what happens
in this
at
city,
night?
Right. Oh, tonight?
Yeah. Like, well, is there curfews? Can players go out? Yeah, families are coming in now. What's it like?
Okay, you want to spend a little time with your family. You
right.
do want to do that, you know, but you do understand there's a curfew. You can't be out past the curfew because that is a no-no.
Don't miss that curfew.
No, you can't miss that. And especially during Super Bowl week, you don't ever want to be a distraction to your team.
Dealing with the media, that was always a big deal, right? And then you probably couldn't wait to get that done and just get back on the football field.
You know, there ain't going to be no media problem in New England. We follow behind Bill. That was the leader. He going to say less as possible, and the players going to say even less.
That's how it is.
That's how it is.
That was the Patriot way.
That's the Patriot's
and
way.
And still is the Patriot way.
That's right. Shut your mouth and do your job.
What kind of game do you see unfolding here on Sunday?
Well, first half, I think it's going to be a great game, first half, to get a foot, feel each other out. Then I actually think New England going to beat them by 8 points or better.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to blow them out the second half.
What? Any player that surprised you the most on this Patriot team this year?
I would have have to say it's the GOAT. It's
tough. Of all time.
To still be doing it, you know, at his age, at the level that he's doing it, it don't matter what receivers you give him. He's going to go out there and see, like, he make him a Pro Bowl receiver. Don't make it who does.
You were a power back. Does LeGarrette Blount remind you of yourself? There was a game the other day where he carried guys for 18 yards.
I was watching that.
You watching
that? That was Pittsburgh.
That's exactly right. AFC Championship game where he just took them down to the goal line.
I mean, he's a big back, like myself when I was there. You know, you had Kevin Falk when I was there, so that was a change of pace guy. When I leave, they bring in Corey Dillon,
right.
And you still got Kevin Falk. So now you got Blount and you got Deion Lewis. So, you know, he kind of like that little trio right there.
And you got your ring.
Of course. Got to make that two rings, not just one.
There you go. Antoine Smith, our guest. Up next, Scott Zolak, like you've never seen him before. Trust me. We'll be back with our Welcome to Houston show right after this. Miss Patriots All Access Live Saturday night, the night before Super Bowl 51.
Look at that. Still there. What is it, 12 years later? High school is a big part of growing into who you are, I think. Some things change, some things haven't changed, and that was 4 years of my life of becoming a young man was there.
I've been very fortunate to be in this situation. But it's humbling, but it's very exciting.
Long before Chris came here to the Patriots, I always felt like he was a Patriot kind of player.
But I've only been in the league 9 years, and that's one Super Bowl per 9 years. It took you 13 years to get one Super Bowl, so am I better than you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, what we got going?
I think it's awesome, like, before games, we've never, like, embraced each other and stuff like we do this year. Like, I think that's so cool. It just, like, feels like we're all on the same page, like, ready to go.
And the Patriots are gearing up, and believe me, you don't want to miss that show on Saturday night, the night before Super Bowl 51. We're here in Texas, and people are having a whole lot of fun eating barbecue, but what is Texas known for? Bull riding. So we're going to take you inside with Scott Zolak and Bob Soucy. Scott Zolak's partner, he's going to do the play-by-play. Check this out. Guys, take it away. Have fun. Don't get hurt.
Hey, Steve, you know, when Scott Zolak was a quarterback for the Patriots, so he used to take some lumps from a personal tormentor, the former Falcon Chris Dolman, a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Now, instead of a bull rush, he's got to deal with a bull ride thanks to my buddy Guy here. So, you got a big game to call on Sunday. Scott Zolak trying to survive, battling the bull, looking for a record-setting ride, and down he goes. I've never seen a creature more animated than Scott Zolak until tonight. I have a feeling the video of this is going viral. The one and only Scott Zolak. Come on, we've got to get the insight. Miranda Mason, our sideline reporter, is standing by. With Zolak,
that was an inspired performance. What was your strategy going in?
Just hope Soucy wouldn't stumble like he does usually in every broadcast. So I'm kidding. He's the best guy, partner guy I ever worked with. Hang on with one hand. Now, I was on with two hands earlier. This guy took good care of me on this one.
Did you know on that last spin that you were going down?
I wanted to go down. I mean, if you hold on anymore, then he gets angry and he wants to throw you harder.
All right, so thanks.
I was going down, no doubt about it.
Thanks so much. Awesome job. Yeehaw.
Thank you. Soucy's next.
Soucy's next.
Let's go, Pats.
Steve, back to you.
All right, Miranda. You know, you're supposed to hold on for 8 seconds. At least that's the standard time. 8 seconds. All right, Zo, thank you very much. Well, tomorrow, check this out. Tomorrow, we'll bring you a special one-hour game day at 7 on WBC on Saturday. Check out the one-hour all-access special live from Houston. That's Super Bowl Eve at 7 p.m. on WBZ. And on Super Bowl Sunday, our coverage starts at 11:30 in the morning with a 90-minute Patriots game day special kickoff. For the Patriots and Falcons is at 6:30 after the game. Turn over to WBZ for the fifth quarter post-game show. We are coming to you live from Texas. It's been a wonderful night. Everybody's having a great night tonight. Don't forget, we're going to have a lot of fun this weekend. Patriots planning to win the Super Bowl. And look at Look at him up on the ball. A mechanical ball. I'm going to go and try and do that as well. 8 seconds. See, some people just know how to ride without getting themselves killed. But that's what they do down here in Texas. They bull ride, they hang on, they do it with class, and they don't get hurt. Former Patriot players awesome. Down here awesome. As well, having a fun time. Look at Zoe.
I'm hot.
You okay?
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Bull rider Neil.
I tell you what, it's a good time right down here for the kickoff party. Patriots kicking off Super Bowl 51 week. Look at this crowd. Look at this setting. Amazing. Nice job by Mr. Kraft. 7 of these. Bigger you got, the bigger these parties get. Awesome kickoff.
Thanks hey, Zoe, don't go anywhere. Zoe, don't go anywhere. Bring him back. I would like to talk to Scott Zolak about the game, but I guess he can't hear me. But you know what? We're having a lot of fun down here. And I will tell you about the Patriots and how focused this football team is, because they met with the media the last few days. The last time they'll meet with them today. And all of a sudden, it's practice. And these guys are focused. They want to win this game, and they probably will on Sunday. But there's no question about it. This team is a focused football team. I want to go back to Scott Zolak. Scott, can you hear me?
I hear you fine. I got some. We have some technical difficulties in here.
Oh, we
Sosie
are.
Really screwed up the bull with me, man. I ripped my mic off. We got broken mic cords inside, but that's what happens. You know, but it's really good to be inside here at Stampede, north of Houston, Steve. And what a setting. As I stated earlier, 7 of these things, they get bigger, they get better. Mr. Kraft throws one heck of a party to start Super Bowl week.
Scott, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you
are
can.
You fine?
If you can, I do want to ask you this question. The mood of the team, you've been around them all week.
Yes.
What is the mood of this football team right now?
I thought Coach has done an outstanding job from the scheduling standpoint. You know, we came down Monday. It was a great job by the fans turning out on a work day at 9 a.m. for the rally to kick off Super Bowl week for the team. You got down here. You had media night on Monday. Tuesday, a little bit of an off day, and then you inundate them with the game plan starting on Wednesday. So I think it's been business, back to business, sort of normal football mode for this team, Steve. So I think they're ready to go.
All right, Scotty, thank you very much. Good luck and calling the game on Sunday. That's going to do it. Well, welcome to Houston Show. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks to all the guys behind the scenes. We're having fun, Texas style. So long.